Stacey Abrams, Terrible Decision for Georgia to Reopen Some Businesses. By Joshua Kaplan on April 23, 2020. Activist Stacey Abrams, D, is calling Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's R decision to lift operating restrictions on some businesses during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic a terrible decision. Abrams, who lost to Kemp in 2018 and is now under consideration to be former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate, argued that reopening parts of Georgia's economy would put low-wage workers in harm's way. The more insidious part of what he is doing is that he claims this is to support small business owners, Abrams told CNN analyst David Axelrod on his podcast The Axe Files. That may be true, but the frontline workers tend to be low-wage workers who, right now, because they are furloughed or cannot go to work, can collect unemployment and protect themselves. Instead of fixing an unemployment system that is not processing people fast enough, his response is to send those people back to the front lines without the protective equipment that they need, she added. Without any assurances that the owners that they will work or will actually do what they're supposed to. Kemp announced Monday that he will allow gyms, bowling alleys, barbers, and massage therapy businesses to reopen this Friday. The governor said workers and patrons should follow social distancing guidelines and monitor people for coronavirus symptoms such as a fever. This is a terrible decision that does not speak well of the governor or of his concern for human life, Abrams said of the governor's decision. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump said he disagrees strongly with Kemp's plans to partially reopen, but added that he wanted the governor to do what he thinks is right. In addition to Georgia, Texas, South Carolina, and Tennessee are also planning to reopen parts of their respective states,